Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. It's a fine Tuesday. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's March 30th, 7:37 in the morning, and it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Dell Technologies.
Oh, what do they do?
Period.
Oh, Dell Technologies. And that's it, huh?
Oh, period. Not even dot, dot, dot. It's just Dell Technologies.
Computers. Period. Technology.
Yeah. Right.
Technology.
Here's what's happening. All right. So it's beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be sunny and in the 70s. It's really nice out already, and just gonna be perfect. So
my app says it's going to be like 9 degrees hotter than yesterday.
Oh boy,
that's a big difference.
That is a big difference. It was hot yesterday.
Mm-hmm. The plants in the greenhouse are struggling, man.
You wouldn't know that by the picture that you posted, Sarah Clark. You posted a picture of you in a hoodie with a blanket and two fur balls on top of you.
Well, the sun had gone down. So.
Oh, it was chilly.
You know, it's always cold in this house.
Cold down there. All right.
It's frigid down there.
Oh, cold in this house. I see. I thought you said cold in the south.
It's cold in the south.
Well, that's what I thought. Isn't that what you said?
No.
It's cold down there?
This house.
Oh,
cold in this house.
Hey, a few new counties are joining the other orange tier counties in the next day or so. It looks like Alameda, Santa Cruz, and Napa counties are on pace to advance tomorrow. And that includes, for locals only, but the Beach Boardwalk, it looks like, is going to be opening up more access to it in Santa Cruz. So that's kind of neat. I know everybody's looking for stuff to do, so
that is the truth.
Maybe
isn't
that's
it?
Something. Mask up, hit the boardwalk.
Why not
playing the Beach Boardwalk commercials yet, but I bet as soon as they can reopen, we'll have them.
Right, boardwalk.
Right.
In the warm California sun.
By the way, I've become really good at theme songs, so if they need a new one, let me know.
Oh.
I'll get on that.
In the warm California sun.
Boardwalk. Cool, they should probably keep that.
It's pretty good, but maybe you could sing it for them instead. Try it.
I really like the new Odyssey song, though. That's pretty good. Anyway, how about a couple fast facts?
I love those.
Fast facts. BMW had to recall their GPS navigation system in Germany in the 90s because German men refused to take directions from...
A woman. That's hilarious.
Is it?
No.
Unbelievable.
Is that really true? They were specifically like, I don't want to listen to her.
Yep.
She's too feminine.
German men refuse to take directions from a female voice.
Wow.
Human males have the largest man zones of any primates. In fact, the average chimpanzee is only half the size of the average human male.
Down there.
Humans.
What about gorillas?
Don't.
I'm just wondering.
What did I just say?
I'm just wondering.
I just told you.
I've never really checked out.
Oh. Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, that sounded like...
Oh, great. Now you got Bryn looking up gorilla porn?
It's just... It's a Google search. It says... I just typed in average size, and it says 1.25 inches. That's why I'm like, what?
Oh.
And I'm not sure if that's, you know, happy or not.
That's very small. Isn't that the only time you can really measure it? It seems like it would have to be.
What do you... What?
I don't know.
If you took all the cardboard that Amazon uses for shipping boxes in a year, it could cover the entire U.S. around 2.5 times.
Holy crap.
Well, think about how many boxes you get alone in a day or a week or a month.
But you're saying in 1 year it could cover the entire U.S. 3 times?
2.5 times.
I mean, what are we making though? Are we cutting down huge trees and...
Oh, geez. Look at
Is that a real picture?
Still busy with Gorilla Wiener. Come on.
Is that for real? That is really high up on...
My job is to do the research.
That thing is like 2 inches underneath his belly button.
And it's and by the way, read that sentence there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Humans have the largest penis-sized
body
mass ratio.
Not that part. The last sentence of the paragraph ahead of that.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're allowed to describe
I know, but I'm just saying.
About an inch. About an inch, everyone. Yep. About an inch. When he's happy.
Safeway grocery stores once had a mandatory policy that employees had to smile and make eye contact with customers. They canceled it after too many male customers thought female employees wanted them.
Yeah, that's what guys think. Mm-hmm. You can't smile at a guy or touch his arm or be nice in any way. Men. God, you guys ruin everything.
I love this one.
All right.
Tell me if this sounds familiar. There's a town called Zilwaukee in Michigan. The founders chose the name in 1848 to try and confuse people who were planning to move to Milwaukee, so they'd accidentally move to Zilwaukee instead.
Oh, a lot of people were going to Milwaukee at the time, huh? And they were like, hey, here we are in fine Zilwaukee.
Yep. Maybe you want to move here.
How'd that work out?
Well, have you heard
still
of Zilwaukee?
Still a town. No, but it's still on the map, I guess.
I don't know if it is or it isn't. Speaking of little towns, I thought I'd mention this real quick. This is kind of neat. The article is... I'm not going to do all 30, by the way.
Okay.
But they say the 30 most charming small cities in the United States.
Oh.
Most charming. So there are some from California. So, you know, there's Annapolis, Maryland, and Ashland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. You hear about Ashland, Oregon.
Bellingham, right? Washington. I've been to a few of these places. But on the list is, Falmouth, Mass.
Falmouth is lovely.
You love it?
Very, very charming.
Is Falmouth is- calling?
No, Falmouth isn't calling. Falmouth, I'm pretty sure that's on the Cape, which means you have to cross bridges to get to it, which sucks. The traffic is so bad getting out of the Cape.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's nice, though. Very cute.
Falmouth.
What about Vermont?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
So on the list continues as I scroll down. Napa, California makes the list.
That's a great little town.
Yeah, it is. You bet.
Absolutely great.
Newport, Rhode Island.
Yeah,
isn't that where you're born?
No, I was born near Providence. Newport's down the... Newport's where... doesn't Taylor Swift have a place like in Newport?
Oh, you might be right.
It's ritzy af, and it's really cute. It's a cute little seaside village. It's adorable.
These are the most adorable little towns in the United States. Palm Springs, California makes the list.
Oh, Palm Springs? It's adorable?
Palm Springs, yeah.
I really
Providence,
want to go
Rhode Island makes the list as well.
Really?
Let's see here. It's Salem, like Mass?
Oh, Salem's. Well, they've got, because that's where the witch trials were, so they've really done it. It's very much caters to people who want to go study witchcraft, I guess. But old, because everything on the East Coast is really old.
Hear that, Jane? Salem's calling.
Salem's calling. Janie, let's visit Boston together. It's a quick drive to Salem.
Santa Barbara, California is on the list. I believe that. Santa Barbara is
so
a
beautiful.
Jewel.
Is Carmel on the list?
South Lake Tahoe is on the list. No,
really?
Carmel is not on
South
the list.
South Lake Tahoe's on the list?
And no place in Vermont makes your list of the 30, charming small cities in the United States.
What are some of these places paid to get on that list?
Vermont is out.
I'm surprised. There's some really cute little villages.
Vermont's been canceled.
Oh, really? So I
Forget
can't
it.
Ever. All right. Fine. If you say so, Vin.
All right, good.
I'll just stay here in California.
Sounds good. Smart move. Besides, the way you get cold on a 70-degree day, where do you get off
it's
thinking
been
you're
going to
be fine in Vermont?
You're right. It's one of the big topics and one of the main reasons we're like, we can't do Vermont. Look at us. We're freezing. It's 52 degrees outside and we're all like...
This isn't the first time fashion has tried to make it happen, but once again, I guess because of the pandemic, fashion thinks skirts for men are going to happen. A lot of big fashion companies have men's skirts in their newest lines. They say the skirt trend just came out of men not having to worry about work dress codes anymore and wanting their legs to be free and comfortable.
You know, isn't the whole thing with skirts, though, like I hate wearing a skirt. One of the main things I hate about wearing a skirt is when my legs touch, they're like
sticky
skin. Mm-hmm. It's just like things get kind of swampy and the air isn't really circulating up there. Yeah. You know,
the worst is you want sitting on a chair, like a leather chair. And then
it's horrible. You know, it gets kind of sweaty and the air is not circulating up the skirt. You know, it's just,
why isn't it, though? Shouldn't it be? Yeah. Isn't that the whole point?
No,
I guess if it's really short skirt, it would circulate. But I like there to be a, you know, separation of church and state down there. I really feel like guys don't want their sweaty balls touching their legs.
Well, you know,
I think
made that popular was
Axl Rose.
No, it's in
Jaden
show,
Smith,
Schmidt's Creek.
Oh,
he wore a lot,
but he would wear tights underneath.
Scenes where he wouldn't.
Harry Styles like mix a lot of things into his I don't know if I've seen him
in a dress either, but it almost looks like the top portion of his outfit has like a lace collar and a little
I'd rather do the skirt than the blouse. I mean, he's always in a blouse and that
very blousey.
I don't like that.
I really love his style. He's just so
I like when
aptly
he wears
named.
The flare pants.
Yes. Mm-hmm. God, he's so cute. Mm-hmm. He's like a little, your brother's
Harry.
Ken doll that you dressed up like Barbie.
Adorable.
He is. Oh, Harry Styles.
A couple in England recently found out their neighbors were moving and their house was up for sale.
Oh.
So out of curiosity, they looked it up on the real estate site. To, you know, hey, what do they got going on over there?
What are
they going to sell that thing for? And, you know, there's a comp. Let's see what we could get for our place if we get a good look at theirs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, of course. I look all the time.
So out of curiosity, they looked it up on a real estate site to check out the photos of the inside. And they found their cat has been living a double life.
Oh.
Their cat is their cat.
But also their cat.
You got me then. Good. Yeah. I'm glad you understand. In a photo of one of the bedrooms, their cat Freddie was stretched out on a bed making himself right at home. They say they knew he'd gone inside the neighbor's house before, but didn't realize he was living there.
That is so... Does he come home at night every night?
They don't say here, but they say this might not be the only neighbor he's cheating with. They say other people on the street see him all the time, too. They call him by different names, so he could secretly be living in 3 or 4 different homes in the same neighborhood.
Cats will do it. Cats aren't like dogs where you're their person. You're an available set of hands that can give them a rub down. That's what cats are looking for. You sit down on a couch and they're piled on top of you because you're there, not because they love you. And even our neighbor, Kathy, next door, she's...
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. She's always like, well, I got to know their names because they're always over here. Watching me garden. And I'm like, great.
It's hilarious.
It's, you know, cats become neighborhood critters if they're... friendly cats, you know.
I was at my brother's yesterday, and I saw he put food out.
Hey, Dong.
And there's cat food there. I'm like, you don't have a cat. Why is there cat food? There's a cat that always roams here, so he puts cat food out.
That's nice.
A friendly neighborhood cat.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's just funny that you make sense.
Well, our cats now, this time around, because we love these cats, and, you know, we're trying to keep them, save them from themselves, and the local coyotes, They have name tags and their address and phone numbers on the, so people can't pretend they don't know. Yeah, so the coyotes know. That's right. Exactly. Right. Well, they're not allowed out after the sun goes down. And they're bummed because they want to be out. They sit by the back door and cry, like, why can't we go out now? We know the critters are out now. Because We love you too much.
That's good of you.
Isn't it? I'm just wonderful.
You tell him. You put on your headphones and you listen to your Odyssey app. Thank you.
Yeah.
Critters. Yeah. Kitties, I mean.
Just go to sleep.
Right.
We should probably re-explain what that is at some point too, huh?
Maybe. Yeah. But I let me do another story first.
All right.
A woman, you tell me if this is wrong.
Okay.
Because we've talked about this like recently. A woman just posted on Reddit. In the Reddit's relationship channel about her first romantic weekend getaway with her new boyfriend. As they were planning, he sent her a spreadsheet, quote, literally breaking down the cost of everything to the cent, telling me I owed him $167.99 for their first weekend getaway.
Well, hold on. Hang on a second. Before they left or after?
Before they left, he figured out the
costs. And this was their first weekend trip.
Their boyfriend and girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
This is their first weekend getaway. As they were planning, he sent her a spreadsheet, quote, literally breaking down the cost of everything to the cent, telling me I owed him $167.99. She says, I would have happily given him $200 to cover my share of the weekend. He's an accountant, so I get that he kind of does spreadsheets for a living, but it's ruined the vibe of the weekend for me. I'm his new girlfriend, not a client to send an invoice outlining every single cent. Am I right to feel weird about this? Is this unreasonable? Is this a red flag?
It's right. My opinion is it is right to feel weird about it. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, he's showing you who he is, and that is something you should know before you marry. And frankly, people are on budgets.
And it's so much better that he sent it before.
It's better, yeah, than after. Invoice you afterward.
Here's
your
bill.
Yeah. Because I, you know, some people are super careful with money and they count every, this guy he clearly counts every penny and he wants to know. And he's asking, this is his way of saying, here's how it's going to be. And so if you're not cool with that, I think now's the time to pull the plug on that. What do you think,
Ben? If this reporter could, I will jump in on this. So the lines are moving all over the place all the time now.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to be on the right side of these lines, it feels like. This guy did 1,000% the right thing. He sent it before. He's letting her know how he manages his life and how
this
she'll
be. This is who I am.
She knows in advance what it's going to cost and that she's expected to pay. The problem I have is we get this weird thing about romance where, well, you're ruining the romance if you don't just make your move on me, instead of saying, is it okay if we make out? Because I don't want to, you know, push you into a place you don't want to be.
Do you consent?
These kind of things have gotten so difficult to navigate for people. Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, yes, it takes the romance out. But I hate to say it, but I think you've got to just be upfront about all the stuff. Coming in for a kiss. I know
just
it sucks,
blink
but
twice.
What else are you
blink twice
do?
If you don't want me to.
What are you going to do? You want to be on the right side of someone's boundaries, right?
Yes.
It sucks, but it's really the better way to go than to be like, "Oh, you didn't want. We're just friends. I didn't. We're on a getaway. What?" Yeah.
On a kind of an aside to this, Nikki, are you thinking about Bridgerton right now?
What?
Why?
The scene where the Duke actually gets her consent before he makes the move.
Yeah, I did think that.
I really did think that doesn't happen in old England, but you know, clearly times are changing.
When he did
say exactly?
I forget, but like, is it okay? Basically,
Is it all right if I do this?
Yeah, and I'm like, that would have never happened in that time.
No,
period.
Never happened. Not in England. Absolutely.
No, but now I think it's become really important that people are just really upfront. And that way, if someone says, no, I had no intention of kissing you, awkward, super embarrassing.
Yes, but clear.
But no boundaries have been crossed and no one ends up in a weird situation where they're like, oh.
I just got hashtag me too and I thought she was into it. We made it clear first.
Consent is sexy. That's the tagline that I've been seeing a lot.
Oh, consent is sexy.
Yeah.
Look at
Ask
you
me.
Coming up with stuff.
No, I
like
read it.
Still,
That's
you brought
incredible.
It. You brought it here.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I really feel like that guy has revealed who he is. And now her decision is to be made is not do I go on this weekend or not, but is this a person?
I don't think it's that bad.
Especially I think it's fine.
They were talking about it and probably talking about activities on what to do. So if I was talking to my partner about what I want to do on vacation for the first time with them, I would automatically think, okay, how much is that going to cost?
And so, right, what's my portion of that going to be? Now he laid it all out for her.
Yeah, I don't think that's
wrong with it.
And you know what? I'll tell you the downside to being maybe more traditional, for example, is when I've had no money, I don't ask anybody out. Like, that's not happening because I'm not going to ask somebody out and then be like, oh, and by the way, you'll need to pay $20 for the dinner. Like, I don't do that.
And I need it first so it looks like I'm paying at the restaurant.
I don't do that. So, yeah, right. So, I mean, that's really, you have a chance to hang with someone who maybe you wouldn't have otherwise because they wouldn't ask if they couldn't pay.
Right. Right.
I don't know.
The guy's on a budget. He's saying, here's your portion. I don't see what's so wrong with that. We're boyfriend, girlfriend. We're looking at a partnership. Let's figure this out. Here's what I'm going to need from you.
Completely out of time.
Oh, darn.
We want to tell you about our company's new name right after these messages on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.